Welcome everybody to the Tuesday, February 24th Center City Council meeting. Let's get started. Mr. Bowe, would you say the prayer?
Gracious heaven, Father, once again, God, I say thank you, Father. Father, that you give us a clean heart, God, where we can do things and right in your will. God, we thank you for everybody that came out today, God. We ask you to bless them and they go back home, God. God, we ask you to bless this council, God, as they do their business, God. Let them do everything that pleases to you, God. Let them seek you first in everything, God. And we know their thing will be all right. These things are in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bowe. All members are present. All the council members are present. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of Tuesday, February the 10th, 2026.
I make a motion to approve.
We got a motion. Need a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed like sign. The ayes have it. Item number four is Mr. Eric Wright with the East Alabama Regional Planning Commission Master Plan presentation. Is there anything you'd like to add? That
nothing to add. I just appreciate the time to be able to share with y'all and have that answer.
Okay, thank y'all for coming tonight. This will have to be looked at and discussed, and then we'll let you know. Item number five on the agenda, they left.
Yeah, I told them they could leave after the work.
Yeah, that's fine. They were just giving us an update on, we're having a new policy manual written, and Jacksonville State University is writing the policy manual. The next item on the agenda is to reappoint Tom Tiny Owens to the Alcohol Review Board for a term of 3 years.
Motion.
Got a motion. We need a second.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed like sign.
And Mayor, that's a roll call.
Oh.
The appointment is a resolution.
All right. Sorry. Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 All right. Next item on the agenda is to appoint Councilmember Sid Garrett to the Center Planning Commission for a 4-year term. That would be a roll call vote.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 All right. Congratulations, Sid. Next item on the agenda is to appoint Marcus Williams to the Center Planning Commission to a 6-year term. Roll call vote.
Mayor, that's not
right. That's not a mo call.
Oh, it's my call on?
No.
I make a motion.
I announce I'm appointing Marcus Williams. I didn't know I could do that. Next item on the agenda is to appoint Cinda Sneed, Chairman, to the Zoning Adjustment Board, 3-year term. Is that a vote?
That requires a motion and second
of
the council.
Motion.
Second. Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed like sign. The ayes have it. Next item is to appoint Ms. Debbie Curry to the Zoning Adjustment Board to a 3-year term. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion.
Got a motion. Need a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed like sign. The ayes have it. Next item is to approve Mr. Tony Bone to take over the farmers market coordination.
Well, and that one will come back because it's up in the air.
Okay,
so we'll postpone this till the next meeting.
We'll table that. The next item is to approve naming the community center the Mary George Jordan Way Community Center. And this is going to take a second, but I feel like y'all need to know all of her accomplishments. And I'm just going to kind of hit the highlights here. For y'all that don't know Miss Mary George, she was a graduate of Cherokee County High School. She was the valedictorian of her Huntington College class, and she was a member of the First Methodist Church here in Center where, well, we know she taught Karen and Sid in Sunday school when they was kids. She was president and CEO of Farmers and Merchants Bank for 28 years. She was the founding director of the Miss Cherokee County Beauty Pageant. She was president of the American Legion Auxiliary. She was state president of the Alabama Federation of Women's Club. She was president of the Alabama Cancer Association. This is very impressive. And you got to remember, this was back when women were really not involved in the business world, but she was the first woman to be elected state president of the Alabama Bankers Association. She was a member of the Board of Trustees for Huntington College. She received an honorary doctorate of law degree from Huntington College and the Alumni of the Year. She was a member of the University of Alabama President's Cabinet. She served on the University of Alabama Board of Visitors and Commerce and Business School. She served on the Advisory Board of School of Business at Auburn University. She was on the Board of Trustees for the International House Program at Jacksonville State University. She received a National 4-H Award. She received the Silver Antelope Award for the Boy Scouts of America. She served as director and chairman of the American Auxiliary Girls State. We probably got some Girls State folks in here. She helped found that, didn't it? I mean, got it to her and Kay Ivey.
There were leaders.
Leaders, got, yeah.
I don't know about the start there, definitely. Leaders.
She served as chairman. She served on the National Banking Committee. She was inducted into the Academy of Honor in the state of Alabama, and she was inducted into the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame, and I'm out of breath. So I don't know if there's any more accolades in this, y'all. But, man, that's enough. That's very impressive. And born and raised right here in Center, Alabama, and she's one of ours. So I feel it would be only appropriate that we name this community center, because there's nothing in the city of Center named after her. And that would have to be a roll call?
Vote, and I was on a roll call vote because you're changing the name.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
But she want a roll call.
She want a roll call.
Oh, you want a roll call. I'm sorry.
Motion second. Don't we make sure you stay in the minutes?
Yes.
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 Thank you, counsel. That's very deserving for her. The next item on the agenda is to approve the purchase of garbage can dumpster lids, and you've got a bill in there, and it is $24.70.92. How many is that? Is that quantity of 50?
50. Yeah. It takes 4 per dumpster. We just ordered 6 dumpsters from P&S. We got 4 being built at the vocational school. So we have 10, so that's 40 with 10 extra Bobby said we need to replace.
That's the big dumpsters then. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
To go on top of the ones we just bought or just had.
Need a motion?
Motion.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to approve the purchase of 2 inline chlorinators for the swimming pool.
I done hit on it. If any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. If anybody has any questions.
All right, it's the price, what's the?
The price $2,400.
$2,400?
Yeah, that's installed.
All right, I need a motion.
Motion.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, the ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to approve the purchase of Chase Lounge chairs for the swimming pool, and that would be 36 chairs at a price of $5,757.28.
If anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer it, but I'll make a motion.
All right, got a motion, we need a second. Got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, the ayes have it. The next item on the agenda is to approve the Cherokee County Youth Football League. Sid?
Yes, sir, thank you, Mayor. I'm going to ask for a motion on this, but before I do, I want to ask the attorney to help me on my wording about contingent upon signing the signings. You're going to give, Mr. Pat's going to give.
I did talk to Tim Turnbull, who's the lawyer and guest.
Yes.
Who's the attorney for the Board of Education.
Okay.
We talked this morning around 10 o'clock. He says no problem with it, and he said, he represents four boards of education in various counties, and he said that this is not an unusual request for baseball or soccer, first one for football, he doesn't anticipate any problem. So he was going to give a heads up to the Superintendent of Education today or tomorrow, and he suggested that you or the mayor call the superintendent, meet with him, whatever you need to take with him to explain the program. He anticipated no problem, we could draft an agreement, extending the city's liability to the Board of Education, and be a nominal charge of like $10 a year to use the field.
Yes, sir.
And so he said, they get, it's not a common request, but they get requests every year for softball or soccer or something of this nature, so he didn't anticipate any problem with it. So he and I, after y'all meet, can work up a mutual agreement, y'all approve it, should have that done by the first, I think.
So you're saying not do a motion tonight?
Again?
Are you asking, are you saying, can we go ahead with a motion?
I can go ahead with a motion tonight, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I think it's 99.5% there, we just got to get the stamp approval on.
Okay.
Got to get the Board of Education to formally adopt the policy, y'all will formally adopt the policy, and we're good to go.
All right, sounds good.
He's very courteous and very cordial, and this is not an unusual request for rules.
Are there any questions from the council? If not, I want to make a motion to go ahead and accept the city council under the Park and Rec League, accept the Cherokee County Youth Football League as part of our umbrella.
Second.
All right, we got a motion, we got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, congratulations. The football program's now under the city of Center. Look forward to, that's where the kids start at. The next item on the agenda is to approve $2,000 for Arts in the Park, which will take place on April the 25th.
I make a motion. Second.
We should go to 18. We'll do that.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, the ayes have it.
Is the time from 8 to 2 still?
Is there anything else for the?
I have a question on this new city hall, I should have asked it during the working session. Any update on that? Is it still estimated to be like a March completion? Any?
Well, we had a meeting with them, what, 3 or 4 days ago, it was this week, first part of this week, last week, and everything seems to be pretty much on schedule. We had a little bit of a holdup on the groundwork, but my understanding, the people that was doing the dirt work, they kind of kept putting us off for a while, so we've got another contracting contractors that came in, and matter of fact, I think they started today moving some dirt. So I think we're looking probably around second, third week of March is what they're saying.
For building completion, then you have to move in the furniture and everything.
Right, for building completion and, so yeah.
I'd say April something.
Well, you know how that goes.
We're just thinking of the timing from an event standpoint, you know, ribbon cutting versus this AL, America 250 AL, so just wanted to get an update on timing. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, the furniture, when will it come in?
It's sitting there, it's ready to go. All we got to do is give them a call.
Okay.
It's in a warehouse, it's good to go. One phone call and be here.
Jay, I'd like to make a motion to go to executive session, talk about personnel policies and all.
We got a motion to go in executive session. Need a second?
Is that,
got a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It may take an hour. Don't know. And not sure if we'll make a decision afterwards or not. But we've got a good bit to discuss and everything. So. That's good call. We're going to stay here for this.